It was a year ago today that Freddie Gray was arrested in Baltimore. He was fatally injured in police custody, and he died a week later. After violent protests following his death, the current mayor said that she would not run again. And now, crime and criminal justice are top concerns in the city's crowded mayoral primary this month. The winner of the Democratic runoff is almost certain to be the next mayor, and there are more than a dozen Democrats running, including a prominent activist with Black Lives Matter. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Now, the race's highest-profile candidate is among its lowest polling. I find 30-year-old DeRay McKesson working out of a trendy coffee shop in his signature blue vest, taking a selfie with former colleagues.
Oh, look at that.
That's great.
You're Snapchatting.
Reunions.
Nearly 2 years ago, McKesson left a six-figure job in education to protest police brutality full-time. That brought him back to his hometown, where McKesson says he now wants to focus on concrete change.
We can change the way that we police and think about safety today. And the local level is where most often those changes have the most impact.
McKesson's activism has drawn national attention. A meeting with President Obama, an appearance on Stephen Colbert's show, Smartphone in Hand. He has as many Twitter followers as there are registered voters in Baltimore.
You know, when I Periscope house parties, when I do Facebook Live, we average a few thousand people who look at all of that every time.
Can he take all of that social media and fame nationally and turn it into a ground game?
So far, no, says Roger Hartley of the University of Baltimore. McKesson registers barely 1% in polls. Hartley says he entered the race late, and his rivals are also talking about policing and inequality.
And they have served. They have a record. They have won elections in those districts.
The front runner is State Senator Catherine Pugh. In a debate on local CBS affiliate WJZ, she touted her role on state and national police reform commissions.
Working with the state is really important in terms of how we reform the police department, how we create opportunities, and how we lift some of the issues that are painful in this city.
Behind her in the latest poll, former Baltimore Mayor Sheila Dixon, whose experience cuts both ways. Dixon's faced jabs over a 2009 embezzlement conviction. But in the WJZ debate, she said that doesn't define her.
I know how to roll up my sleeves. I know how to work with communities and bring people together. My plans are very clear that I can hit the ground running the first day in office.
In a gentrifying midtown neighborhood, 23-year-old Becca McKinney is excited to vote. She protested after Freddie Gray's arrest and death last April and is frustrated that not much has changed. Just recently, she says,
I got pulled over by the police. Coming home from school, 10 at night, with my, you see my neon pink backpack, and why?
A short drive away, near Freddie Gray's neighborhood, Brian McAlilly wants a new mayor to change the way police treat people.
Do like we used to do the old days. The police need to come out here and shake hands with everybody, get to know the neighborhood.
Political analyst Roger Hartley says there's widespread frustration. With a lame duck mayor and at least a third of the city council also set to change, Hartley says it's all left a vacuum.
Not a lot has been done, and it's almost like there's been a hold button placed right now to see who's going to be the next leadership.
The likely next mayor will face a leadership test soon. The trials of the six police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death have also been on hold. They're set to start again next month. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Baltimore.